Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks again and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and special guest, the caddy, is going to be with us the entire show. We welcome America's favorite caddy to this one. We're also getting you ready for next week's final major championship in men's golf, over at the Open Championship, Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, where Shane Lowry, the local, got it done, picked up his first major. And I just hope that what happened next doesn't happen after this one, Bob, because it was a COVID breakout. I will tell you, Shane Lowry does have the distinction, though, of being able to have the claret jug for two consecutive years with only winning at one time because of the COVID interruption there. So at least he did get to enjoy that nice little jug there for an extra year.
Yeah, he got to imbibe quite a bit out of that.
Yeah, so we're going to go over to Ireland, and we're going to welcome in Greg Allen from RTE Radio. His golf correspondent sits next to us at the majors in Radio Row, and I know he's super busy, but we're going to welcome him into the show to give us kind of a scene setter. What's it like in final preparations leading up to the Open Championship? We'll also, again, talk to the caddy a little bit about links golf and the differences and the challenges and the uniqueness of that test of Lynx style golf, and hear from Scotty Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, and others on the kind of how they approach it. It's interesting, isn't it? Right? I mean, you play this relatively the same kind of golf all year long, and then boom, for this one coveted and definitely the coolest trophy in golf, you've got to play entirely different. Unless you get a unique, calm, warm day, dry day, which doesn't happen very often, then you can kind of play your normal game. But typically, you're dealing with big winds, often rain, and you got to play just a little bit differently.
So, okay. You just mentioned the coolest trophy in golf.
Yeah.
Okay, so the history of that thing's amazing. Then, you know, the U.S. Open, the history of that one's amazing and everything that's on it. But I'll tell you what, that one on the round... on the round base with the Georgia clubhouse is a really, really good one too.
Okay. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll ask the caddy about that. If he thinks that the Masters trophy is cooler than the claret jug, I think you're going to hear from some people on that one, Bob. We're just getting started. Thanks for joining us here on Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Nothing says summer like double rewards on your Mountain America Rewards credit card. Get 2x the points on everything from gas and groceries to travel and home projects, now through July 31st, 2025. It's the perfect way to stretch your dollar and make summer doubly rewarding. Apply for your Mountain America Rewards credit card at macu.com/double. Loans on approved credit. Offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Now's a great time to go check out the all-new Black Desert Resort and go to blackdesertresort.com where you can book your stay. You can also book rounds of golf at the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course that's hosted the LPGA and the PGA Tour. You can eat at the restaurants. The Basalt Steakhouse is phenomenal. 20th hole, Club 73, Latitudes. It's all right there for you. And the spa is open. And they've got one of those. They've got one of those cold treatments, Bob, where you like lay in the bed and they wrap you all up in this like it's this stuff that and it chills your body temperature, sort of like a cold plunge without getting in the water. And then you can go to the heated one too if you want. But this time of year, I recommend the cold one. That would feel amazing after playing golf in 100 degree temperatures down there. And
yeah, 105 or 107 a couple days ago.
It gets warm. Yeah, go out early. That's all I'm saying. Go out early and enjoy it. It's actually perfect weather out there. You might not want to necessarily go to the driving range afterwards and, you know, hit balls at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon for hours on end. But you know what? Hey, some of us have a thing, and that's what we end up doing. Because there is TrackMan out there, so it does get addicting. Oh, you can do that. Anyway, blackdesertresort.com where you can book all of that for you. We welcome in America's favorite caddy. This is probably unceremonial. Normally, we have a big old open and all that kind of thing. You know what? Let's do it. We can't cheat him. Here we go.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Maybe. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy, on Real Golf Radio.
I mean, just because he's going to sit in with us for the entirety of the show doesn't mean he doesn't deserve the proper entrance.
That's right.
Yeah, caddy, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Oh, caddy's doing well. It's really a question of caddy, are you doing well or are you doing really well?
And?
You know, but it's all about the perspective.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so caddy, which is it?
Let me ask you a question. In your open, it says there are bag rats and then there are caddies. Are there more caddies on the tour now and less bag rats than when we were out caddying together?
Well, as one of our former presidents would say, that depends on your definition of what bag rat is.
Oh my gosh. I mentioned George W. Now the whole show is going to be
the presidential show. Time.
What have I done, Bob? What have I done?
I know. Yep. You pre-framed him and now he's got him in his mind.
It's a really big show. It's a big, beautiful show.
Oh, here we go. Now he's slipping into current presence. I love it. The big, beautiful show coming at you. Brian, Bob, and the Caddy. That does sound big and beautiful, right?
Yeah.
I love that. All right. So, Caddy, thanks for joining us, man. It's good to have you in the state of Utah with us. Not a bad time of year. I know you're in Colorado, and you do have an affinity for that Rocky Mountain state. But this is a pretty good spot.
Utah's pretty nice. And if you haven't been here, I'm an outdoor. I love the national parks and things like that. And Utah's just filled with awesome places to go hike and beautiful rock formations. And the cool thing is you can go any time of the year. If you don't mind heat, you can go in the summer. Even the winter time, there's nobody there. But this is a golf show, so maybe, you know.
Well, we went up and toured some golf yesterday. Tiger Woods was in town at his new creation, Marcella Club up there in above Park City in Deer Valley. And we walked out on the newly sodded seventh green, which pretty much just overlooks the entire world. It's unbelievable. I mean, pretty cool stuff.
I've not quite seen a hole that looks quite like that. Believe it or not. So the course that Fred Funk designed up there, Rain Dance, north of Denver, it has an infinity par 3, which is pretty cool, a look to it. It's pretty neat. But the one there at number 7 at Marsala, I mean, you don't have a several thousand foot drop right behind it. You don't have a 10,000, 12,000 foot peak behind it. And then it's an amazing view. It's breathtaking.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe it. And I still think that wall on the left side of the cart path that keeps you from plunging 1,000 feet down Mount Everest should probably be higher. But what a beautiful place that is, and it's very unique. On top of the mountain, basically, another. It looks like we didn't get to really look at the course, but seeing several holes from a distance, pretty amazing job of keeping a mountain course not too hilly at all. And it's kind of unique, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it sits right on top of the ridge there and you can see, you know, almost 360 degree views all around from this peak. It's phenomenal. But,
The views are, and that hole bothers me though, because I hit pull hooks and you don't want to pull hook it on that hole. You can cut it on that hole, but you had to take me out to the one hole that's too scary for me. Right, you had to do that to me.
We got him, Bob. We found out that the pull hook left is the miss that the caddy fears.
Okay.
Because the first thing he said was, there ought to be a bunker on the left side of this green to keep that ball from going over that ridge. And I'm like, well, there's two bunkers on the right side of the green to keep you from falling off into the eighth, number eight to the right here. And he's like, yeah, but mine's the pull hook. And I'm, well, good luck with that one, caddy, especially with the north wind. If you get that thing hooking, she gone.
She gone. Ricky gone. Yep.
Oh, that's when you got to cut it up into the wind, brother.
you get out on the range like you always do, caddy, and groove that thing in.
There's a reason that the caddies. There's always a reason.
Yeah. All right. Now, well, when we're going to break, you were talking about hitting balls versus playing golf. Xander Schauffele talked a little bit about his comfort zone. I want to lead you into this.
I wish I could have come over here and played earlier in the year, to be honest. From a mental standpoint, something about playing over here relaxes me a little bit. I definitely try to play less golf swing. It looks like with the weather this weekend, it might be a little bit of golf swing, but normally, you know, when it's blowing 25, 30, you know, some wind and rain comes in, it's pretty hard to think about what you're trying to do with the golf club in your swing versus just trying to keep your hands dry. So there's something to it.
Pretty cool comments there from Xander. That made you think of some things there, huh, Caddy?
So when he said with the weather forecast this weekend, it may be a little more golf swing. He's basically saying when the weather's nice and you don't have all these outside elements to deal with, it gives you the opportunity to, when you're hitting a shot on the golf course during the tournament, you might think about how to swing the club on this shot a little more, like if you were practicing. Whereas when you're dealing with a lot of wind, a lot of rain, just trying to keep your hands dry or whatever, it's more like survival, and you're just getting up and hitting the ball and letting your ingrained swing take over and your instincts take over. But it's really interesting to hear that, right? It's at all levels, people will start thinking about their swing when they're playing tournament golf. And most of the time, if you talk to someone who won a tournament and played their best, you almost never hear them say, oh yeah, I was thinking about three things in my swing the whole week and it worked great, right? It's always kind of, wow, I wasn't even thinking about my swing. One of my favorite lines ever from one of my players was, he turns to me one time on about the fourth hole of a tournament. He said, I'm not thinking of anything when I swing. I said, how do you do that? What do you mean? Because my mind is a complete blank when I'm hitting a golf ball right now. And he played well. He finished fourth. I said, how do you do that? Can you think of, try to think of nothing, right? It's like a meditation thing or something. But yes. But here's the question,
Ian
Bob.
Field.
Here's the question. You've got Xander Schauffele at that level, one of the best players in the world, arguably last summer, the best player in the world. And he's still thinking about his swing. Like it's not locked in, really? It's not grooved. You still have to think. I understand a little swing thought or a swing key. Most people do that. Most good players have something like that. But you watch Xander Schauffele and you look at it from the outside and you say, why do you have to think about anything? Really, why does anybody have to think about anything? You're going to swing like you're going to swing, period. And trying to manipulate it might make it worse during a competitive round.
Right, right.
During the round. You know, practice afterwards to change it over time can be done. People have done it. But we're just talking about how do you play your best golf, right? And Bob, you were talking off the air there about your dad's theory on that was to hit less practice balls and hit more shots on the course. And
yeah.
I'll go to, I remember Fred Funk when his son Taylor was starting to play some higher level junior amateur golf. He's playing an AJGE event down in Tampa. And Fred said he walked up and down the range and every kid swung better than most of the tour players did. And they're all striping it on the range. And he's thinking like, holy cow, we've got 100 tour players out here playing in a junior tournament. And then he went out on the course and everybody's hitting it lateral all over the place. And I think there's, now I'm a golf swing geek. I'm totally into videoing and learning swing mechanics. So I'm down that rabbit hole, which is not the way to play golf.
Hey, Caddy, let me cut you off real quick. Hang on. We're going to finish this thought. We got to take a quick break. Then I'll get you lots of time next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weiskopf golf course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center. Or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show, Brian and Bob, and America's favorite caddy, continuing with us here on Real Golf Radio. Sorry, caddy, I cut you off there. We're talking about swing. We're talking about range. You were sharing the story of Fred Funk, and his son was at a junior tournament. All had tour-level looking swings on the range. Didn't necessarily translate to the golf course. Go ahead. I want to let you finish that thought.
Well, the whole crux of this is just kind of observations of very successful golfers over 25 years. And what do they really do to play their best golf? And you on a golf course, if you get there and you go into the hitting bay with your golf coach and you're videoing things and you got the lines drawn, you're on a dead flat mat. Well, there's nothing that exists like that in golf when you're playing golf. There's no mats on the golf course and nothing's dead flat. Even all the tees are tilted for drainage. There's no flat tee. You're almost never on a flat lie. So your swing always has to adjust a little bit to fit your lie. And then there's all the conditions that are different and all the visual stuff that really messes with you. If you want to know how much visual stuff messes with you, I have a couple terms, into the sun and down sun. It's a lot easier to hit a good shot, make a good swing down sun when the sun's behind you than it is into the sun. Think about when the sun's low in the sky and you're staring and you can't see that well, it's hard to make a good swing, right? I mean, it's like a mental, it's a total mental visual thing that your body's now uncomfortable with. At least it is for me.
Down so sun. That is definitely a new term that I've just heard in golf.
Down sun.
Yeah. Into the sun or down sun. Yeah. It's a lot harder to hit shots into the sun. So, I mean, it's just about playing your best golf. And all the old school guys, you think about all the guys you see with pure golf swings, even at the tour level, and you're like, wow, how can that guy not be dominating? How can that guy not be playing better? And you start understanding that it's about understanding how to make your swing work under pressure. You can hit balls and think you got like, oh, this new little move I'm doing, which you are doing, is working great and this and that. But you never know what you have until you go play golf. And then you really never know what you have until you play golf under pressure. And it's the playing golf under pressure part that you have to learn.
Yeah.
What do I have to do to get it done under pressure? Sometimes getting it done under pressure might mean hitting it 40 yards to the right of where you aimed, but not hitting it left of where you aimed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like that par three we talked about. As long as I have a shot that doesn't miss it left, I've got 35, 45 yards there to the right of that cart path to play a shot where I can play another shot. Right? So as long as I can eliminate that border on the left or eliminate, that's a big deal, by the way, is it's probably the biggest thing in pro golf is not having the two-way miss.
Mm.
That's the key to scoring low. The first key. Nobody plays well with a two-way miss. You hear them talk about it all the time on the tour. You just can't play with a two-way miss. So that's something you got to learn.
Okay, so my dad's philosophy was pick one shot that you're always going to hit and make sure that you hit that shot. He didn't necessarily like the idea of, well, this is a fade hole and that's a draw hole and that kind of thing, and trying to do both, become the master of both. He liked just setting up down the right side and hitting that draw and bringing it back into the fairway. Or, you know, you talk about par threes, you know, sometimes par threes have water on the right front, or, you know, a par four drive shot has water down the right hand side or whatever. He used to aim over to the right and people used to go, and then he just hit that thing right over there and draw it right back into the fairway or right into the middle of the green, that kind of thing. So, he always felt that there were advantages to grooving that one shot and making it so that you didn't have that big miss, like you said.
Interesting.
That's my observation from 25 years of tour caddying.
Yeah.
With very few exceptions, I'll name an exception. Nick Faldo, when he was playing his best golf, would hit it straight or cut it or draw it. And I can't tell you he had a predominant ball flight. He did do that. But I don't know if I can think of anybody else. Tiger could certainly hit every shot. But I can't tell you how many times on tour you'd see a guy, most guys have a predominant ball flight, fade or draw. And when they would try to, when the draw guy tried to cut one into a pin, it was worse than just hitting his stock draw to the middle of the green. It was a worse result like 80% of the time.
Mm, yeah.
It got to where it was just ridiculous. I'm like, just like your dad said, Bob, that's the way to play your best golf. Unless you're maybe Nick Faldo, one in a million, or let's go one in 10 million, right? I mean, guys all the time talk about, and they do hit shots, but I'm just telling you, in my 25 years, it would be much more beneficial for you to just always play your cut or always play your fade. And if it doesn't fit the pin placement, take your medicine, knock it on the green, and just try to make a par and keep going.
Yep.
It's going to add up to a lower score.
That's really good stuff. So Caddy, I remember Jack Nicklaus talking about how he would find straight in his warm-up. He's like, what's straight that day? So he'd have his target and he'd hit shots at it, and he'd be like, oh, you know, we know Jack was a predominant fader, but he's like, you know, sometimes straight was straight. Sometimes straight was cutting. Sometimes straight had a little draw to it. And once he figured out what straight was, that's just what he went with. He didn't necessarily try to fight it. So do you buy into that premise, and can it change round to round, day to day? Even if you're predominantly a left to right guy, could you have days where it's just not fading as much, or it actually is moving a little left?
Yeah, it's like Sam Snead said it in a more country West Virginia kind of way. You got to dance with who you brung, right?
It's true. So
that's the same thing. Jack, to expand on what Nicklaus said about that, it was really interesting because I remember someone asking him, did you really plan out your rounds and your strategy? And he goes, no, I'd play the first three holes extremely conservatively to see what I had on the golf course that day. because what you have on the range does not necessarily show up on the first tee, right? So he would go into the rounds very conservative, first three holes, and say, okay, I got my C game and I'm doing this. That's how I'm going to play the rest of the day. And then, of course, he might adjust it as the day went along. But there's two schools of thought. You can be hitting it on the range, and all of a sudden, let's take Scottie Scheffler, right? We know Scottie's mess up is a pull that doesn't cut, a little bit of a pull that doesn't cut, and now he's in the left rough, right? That's clearly his thing if he's not on his A game. So at that point, it's like Ted Scott said at the turn at the PGA at Quail Hollow, why don't you try aiming a little more right? Yep. I mean, that's the fix. That's the best fix. If I'm pulling it all day, instead of trying to fix my swing, just aim more to the right and play the pull. It's so common sense, it's kind of silly, right? How commonsensical that is. But that's probably the best way to play your best golf. And that's definitely what Nicklaus did. That's what Sam Snead talked about. That's what Scottie did on the back nine at the PGA Sunday. And you're talking about, when we're talking about not trying to cut one in there when you're a draw player, we're talking about the very best players in the world
right.
who fail doing that, right?
Yep.
You got no chance of trying to hit shots and play your best golf. Just play your stock shots into the zone that it fits. You know, analytics is I think, really on the side of that strategy, trying to get people to do that. And that's at the tour level. So that's at every level.
Well, how many times have you been out with somebody and maybe they're a little bit older than you, they don't quite hit it very far. You can tell they're a good player, but they just peter it out there, you know, 225 yards, and it's down the center every time. In fact, it might be a little loopy, but it's always in the center. And that you just there's guys that have figured out what their game is, and it may surprise you that when you add it up at the end of the day, that guy just beat you. You know, when
bump
you think,
it along.
Yeah, and because he hits the shot, like you said, what he knows, what he has, and at the end of the day, that works, and it adds up to a really good score. When sometimes you think, I got this, you know, I've got all kinds of things. I'm going to try to hit this. I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to take on that corner. I'm going to try to cut this. And you don't need to do all that most of the time.
So the thing about it is you've got to figure out a way to get yourself around the golf course and make it as easy as possible for you. Being able to, you know, manage yourself around a golf course so it makes it so much easier for you to play, no matter what level you're playing at, caddy.
My club pro, the head pro at the course I grew up at when I was playing competitive golf, he said, you know, one thing you got to do when you're teeing off, if you're uncomfortable with a driver, go to the 3-wood. If the 3-wood's uncomfortable, go to a 3-iron. If the 3-iron's uncomfortable, go to a 4-iron. He goes, I don't care what you have to hit off the tee. Hit something you know you can hit and play, and then go from there. Here's how extreme this can get. Chris Perry, who was the number one player in college, had a long tour career, won a couple times. He had kind of like the driver yips, and he was literally hitting 4-irons off tees on like a 440-yard hole. And then he'd hit a 4-wood into the green. It sounds crazy, but I remember this one caddy, JJ, was working for him at Quad Cities. And JJ, they got to the 18th hole, and this was the old course. And the whole course was kind of open, and then 18 was claustrophobic off the tee. And Chris hit a 6-iron off the tee. And then a 4-wood into the green and made par. And he shot 66. I mean, think about that, right? Who's hitting a 6-iron off a tee on a 440-yard par 4? And so JJ was hilarious because he's like, man, I can't work for him anymore. If he can't hit a driver, he's a pro, you know? But there you go. He was smart enough to say, I know I'm going to make double or triple if I pull the driver out here, so that thing's not coming out. And, Brian, going back to the guy who just plinks it with the little dinky cut 200 yards down the fairway, and he never hits it in the junk, right? Mm-hmm. So 5 pars, a bogey, and another par is 1 over after 7, right? 4 pars, a birdie, and a quad loses. Right? So it's because golf is stroke play. Your big mistakes are what kills you. Your doubles and triples.
Yeah.
But that's the whole key to life is avoiding big numbers. That's the whole key to it. It's not making a lot of birdies. That tour pros only average 4 birdies a round. These are the best in the world. They only average 4 a round. That's not a ton of birdies. Now, granted, when they're playing great golf, they may make 9. They might make 10 now and then. But exactly. But that's the average. Like the best tour player is a little over 4 birdies a round, if I'm not mistaken. The very best in the world. So it's about don't make a double, don't make a triple, don't make a quad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to learn to avoid. So,
yeah, my best birdie round at my home club, I made 8 birdies, shot even. And it's so what does it
there
matter?
You go.
I've shot 68 with 4 birdies before, so I don't know what to tell you. It's not, you're right. It's not about how many birdies you make. We got to take a break. We'll come back more with the caddy. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Join us at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf to test drive the new Callaway Elite product line. Experience the future of performance with new shaping, materials, and AI 10X Smart Face delivering up to 8 yards longer with even more forgiveness. Book your fitting in store or online. Uinta Golf, proudly serving golfers since 1971 with our legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Nothing says summer like double rewards on your Mountain America Rewards credit card. Get 2 times the points on everything from gas and groceries to travel and home projects now through July 31st, 2025. Oh, wow. It's the perfect way to stretch your dollar and make summer doubly rewarding. Apply for your Mountain America Rewards credit card at macu.com/double. Loans on approved credit. Offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Good to be with you. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X. You can download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. Caddy is with us all this hour. In fact, for the show, he's here in Utah on vacation. You know, how cool is that? The caddy chooses a vacation. He comes to hang out with us. That's pretty cool stuff. So we're flattered. We appreciate the caddy being here. We took him around Park City, showed him some nice stuff yesterday up at Marcella Club and all around. And then we drove by the river, Bob, where the giant waterfall is. That's, you know,
the infamous.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's at least shin deep there, that waterfall. And the caddy took a spill, and there was some PTSD, so we just kept on going. But yeah, we're gonna have a fun weekend. We're gonna take him around. We'll have a good
time. Did he start to hyperventilate in the passenger seat?
Sweat just a little bit. Yeah,
just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but anyway, we cut off there. We were talking about, by the way, that's some good stuff. Like when I sit and I'm listening to you talk about guys, hey, if you're not comfortable with your driver, hit your three wood. If it's not comfortable with your three wood, hit your three iron, and so on and so forth. I can't tell you how many times I'll stand on. There's a couple of tee shots at the club that I'm just always like, it's a little iffy for me. And I've lost tournaments. I've lost matches by standing up there a little uncomfortable and trying to hit the shot anyway. And when you really step back away from it, you talked about oversimplicity, caddy. Like, it is so simple. Like, it's not that hard, especially the one that's a par five. I could literally hit a seven iron, you know, and then hit a four iron from there, which is not a hard shot, and a wedge. Like, and yet here I am trying to fit a driver up in there and end up making double and lose. Like, that, I don't know why I can't just sit back and go, hey, you're not comfortable with a shot, hit a different shot. And that's maybe as much of playing the game of golf as anything, is recognizing those times when you need to do it a little differently than maybe the traditional method would suggest.
That's exactly what we're talking about. And it's, here's the thing, almost nobody does it, right? And how many times watching golf on TV do you see a guy make a bogey and lose an event? Well, if you're talking about the club championship, that's much more likely to happen on that demanding tee shot par five. And like you said, right there, you hit a drive, you just missed it, and you made a double, being a little aggressive with the driver. Nothing wrong with being aggressive with the driver if you're feeling it in your bones, but if you're worried about it, you're probably going to mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the guy you're playing, who may be two under for the day, we're talking a high level club championship golf here, he might stripe his drive, knock it up right next to the green, knock it on in three putt.
You never know.
The nerves,
yeah, you never
right?
know.
And you're like, wow, that guy made a bogey and he just beat me on this hole. I could have hit seven iron, four iron wedge and beat him just like that. So that but here's a prescription. No one's going to do this, but everyone should try it. You got the rest of your life to try this. If you're more than a two handicap, if your handicap is higher than a two, let's say, here's what I want you to do. Here's my prescription. If I came out to caddy for you and could make you do this, you are going to shoot several shots lower than your average score. Here's what you do. One of the things is hit the comfortable club off the tee. Because if there's a hole, let's say it's a 370-yard hole, and it's not a long hole, I should make a par on it, but I'm always messing up on it. Do something as silly as hitting a seven iron off the tee and then a wedge short of the green and then wedge it on the green and make a bogey. And you're like, why did I just do that? Well, because you make too many doubles on the hole. It's an overall accumulation that matters at the end of the day. Nobody's going to do that, but try it sometime. Here's the next one though, that this is bigger than that. When you're in the rough and you're a long way from the green, take out an eight or nine iron or a wedge and just wedge it down the fairway. Don't try to force it up there closer to the green. Don't try to hit a three wood out of that lie in the rough, because you're going to make a double, or you're going to put yourself in a position where you can't get it up and down. If you just wedge it out to the fairway and now you have a 40, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 yard wedge shot, that's not a hard shot for anybody to hit. So knock it on the green and make a bogey. If you make a bogey, so what? Bogeys don't hurt you when you're a seven handicapper. They don't hurt you at all, right? So don't be too aggressive out of the rough trying to get it on or near the green. That's rule number one.
That's number two.
Anybody but a real low handicapper, that's rule number one. Rule number two is when you miss a green and the pin's tight and just cut over that bunker and this or that, don't try to hit a flop shot like your Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson, because they'll miss it. They miss those and put them in the bunker, but then you can get it up and down for bogey. You're going to make double or triple. Just knock it. The green's huge. You got a ton of room. Just hit a simple shot onto the middle of the green, 25, 30 feet past the hole, and then go two putt and make a bogey. Don't don't get cute with it. Don't try to hit a heroic shot when you can't do it anyway. Just take the bogey, knock it on the green. And you'll be surprised how many times you actually hit it 15 feet past the hole and maybe make the putt anyway. So it's don't get aggressive out of the rough, play a wedge down the fairway. Don't try to get it up and down over a bunker with a tight pin. Just knock it 20 feet past onto the green. Most people can do that most of the time.
And then hit the comfortable club off the tee.
And hit the comfortable club off the tee. And then when you're putting, when you're outside of about 15 feet, it's all about speed. Don't worry too much. You know it's going to break right some degree, or it's going to break left a little bit. Don't really worry too much about that. It's all about just feel the speed of the putt, because it's about 3-putt avoidance when you're outside of 20 feet for everybody. Nobody makes the putt. Look at the stat from J.J. Spahn on the back nine at the U.S. Open. He made 3 long putts, right? He made a stupid long putt on 12, like 45 feet. He made a 22-footer on 13 or 14, and then he made the 65-footer on 18. For the entire year, where he made, by the way, several million dollars playing golf coming into the U.S. Open, for the entire year before that, he made 1 putt over 22 feet. In the entire year, and he had made several million dollars playing golf. Nobody makes a putt over 20 feet, ever. Statistically, it just doesn't happen. So it's all about speed control when you're outside of 20 feet.
Yep.
If you do those things, if you're like a 7, 8, 14, especially if you're like a 14 handicapper, you're going to become a 10 handicapper in 5 minutes, just like that. If you do the, don't be too, take the comfortable level of the tee, don't try to hit that 3-wood out of the rough to reach the green, just hit an 8 or 7, 8 iron out instead and put it in the fairway where you have a simple wedge shot that you might be able to make par from. And then don't get too cute on short game shots around the green and don't turn a bogey into a triple by doing that. And outside of 20 feet, it's all about speed, not about make. You'll go from a 14 to a 10 in 5 minutes. Just like that.
Interesting. Just looking at the putting stats on the PGA Tour, putting from greater than 25 feet, Tommy Fleetwood leads the PGA Tour with 9.55%.
Yeah, 1 out of 10. And he's the best in the world.
Tony Finau, interesting. I did not expect to see Tony. I'm sorry. He is number one in putts from greater than 20 feet at 11.64%.
Yeah, that's the best in the world on perfect greens.
11.4. How about
getting
this?
Getting help from a caddy to read it.
From 15 to 25 feet, it's Nicholas Højgaard at 23.68. So he's less than 1 out of 4 from 15 to 25. Alex Smalley leads the tour from 15 to 20, and it jumps from 23 to 30%. So you got a 1 in 3 chance almost. 5 to 15 feet, it jumps up to 60%, and that's Taylor Montgomery. So it's just kind of interesting. Putts inside 10 feet, by the way. This is where the tour pros separate themselves from the amateurs.
Yeah.
Number one inside 10 feet, Sami Valimaki, 91% inside 10 feet. That's incredible.
That's hard to believe that one.
That's crazy.
That's hard. But also don't forget that counts a lot of 6-inch tap ins.
Yeah, that's inside. So let me go a little bit like inside 5 feet. It's 98%. Harry Hall, his leads the tour.
Yeah. But
from 7 feet, it's 85%.
What the number you really want to look at is, don't say from inside 5 feet. Say, what is it from 5, from 4 to 6 feet? What's that number?
Yeah. So
that's because when you say from inside 5 feet, it makes you think I got a 5-footer. I make 91% of them.
So here you go. So from putting from 4 to 8 feet, it's Carson Young leading the tour with 78.66.
Yeah. There you go. That's what you want to look at, the range.
Yeah.
Not from 20 feet in. You want to go, if you did, 25 to 30 feet, it's probably like 3%. 25 to 30 feet, I bet you. It's got to be very, very low percentage of makes. So, but that's a real wild stat to look at.
Tour average is 68%, by the way, from 4 to 8 feet. 68%.
Yeah. So that would probably surprise people that they only make 7 out of 10 from 4 to 8 feet. That's you might think it would be, you know, a little higher than that. But it is wild to see. One thing you'll notice in those stats is how big a deal it is to get it inside of 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everything changes from inside of 10 feet.
Yeah.
What are the tour pros crazy, crazy, crazy good at is when if you follow tour players around, they miss a green. Most of the time, they're getting that next shot within 10 feet.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Like almost all, unless it's a terrible lie or they're buried in a bunker with nothing to work with, or most of the time, they're pretty good at getting in inside of 10 feet with that shot from missing a green. And that's how they hit 10 greens and shoot 69. Because they, you know, they're, if I miss six greens, let's say I miss 10 greens or eight greens. I miss eight greens. I make two birdies, right? I'm now six over if I don't make doubles. If I have double avoidance, I'm six, right? So I miss 10 greens, make two birdies. Miss eight greens, make two birdies. I'm six over. Okay, on those six holes, if I get it inside of 10 feet 4 out of 6 times, I'm now saving two more shots. So I can shoot 74 or something like that with a good short game. And I didn't really play any good at all, and I shot 74. That's a scratch player, just like that.
So to your point, Gaddy, putting from 10 feet, okay, this is just from 10 feet, not 10 feet and in, just 10 feet, is Nick Dunlap leads the tour at 62%, okay?
Yeah.
If you're outside of 10 feet, just straight up outside of 10 feet, Justin Thomas leads the tour with 19.8. So you're talking outside of 10 feet, the best players in the world average 1 in 5. In from 10 feet, they're better than over 50%, right?
Over 50%. Is it getting a shot inside of 10 feet is huge on the tour.
Interesting. Yep.
Interesting.
But for an amateur, for most amateurs, that 10 footer is probably more like a 5 footer, right?
Yeah.
To make the 60%. And nobody's getting all these shots within 5 feet. Nobody is. So become a better putter from 10 feet is another law.
We'll continue with the caddy coming up next on the back nine. Hour number two, you're listening to Real Golf Radio.